I was reading a little bit about you, and I noted that in 2012, you were a Harvard University Advanced Leadership Fellow, and your role was to focus on culture and community engagement. And I thought, what a perfect role for you. Tell me how you were able to carry that out.
Well, I went up to Cambridge, to Harvard at both the business school and the Kennedy School, and I spent my time thinking about what is it that the cultural community can do to bind the community at large? How can they bring people together? What is it that their role is? And so we spent a lot of time thinking about that, looking at it, asking people, interviewing people like this, except I was on your side of the desk. And there's a very interesting study we did a number of years ago called The Soul of the Community, in which we asked people one simple question. What binds you to your community? What makes you want to be there? And the answer in all 26 communities that we asked it in, we asked 43,000 people the question, the answer in all 26 communities was social offerings, primarily arts and culture, are what binds people to their community. So there's clearly a connection between culture and community engagement.
Well, and that's certainly your primary role with your position with the Knight Foundation. Tell me a little bit about how you're overseeing the foundation's national arts program, which also includes the Knight's Arts Challenge, and the deadline for that is fast approaching, so we want to dig into that.
The Knight Arts Challenge has been a really interesting project for us, very interesting. We have invited anybody in South Florida to give us their best art idea, and if we like it, we'll fund it. The contest really only has three simple rules. Your idea must be about art. It must take place in or benefit South Florida. And if we decide to fund your project, the community needs to step up and match the funding for you. The great thing about the application process is it's only 150 words maximum. So we're really just looking for the best ideas in the arts that are out there. And boy, has the community responded. We've gotten 7,000 or 8,000 ideas in the first 6 years, and this is year number 7 of the Knight Arts Challenge.
So what types of projects has this challenge funded over the past 5 and 6 years?
Well, recently, last year, we funded a project that was created by Terrell Alvin McCraney, who just won a MacArthur Genius Award. He's one of our hometown heroes in the arts, grew up in Liberty City, went to the Yale School of Drama, and he took Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra, and he recast it and kind of re-dramatized it in colonial Haiti. And so we funded his work there to bring many, many, many school kids to come and see that program. We fund the book fair for Florida authors. We have a number of dance companies that we work with. We are working on projects to create more independent cinema in South Florida. And we have a project by Hattie Mae Williams in which she's going to do a contemporary dance performance at the Venetian Pool.
And were you also involved in the wall cast with the New World Symphony?
Yes, under us, in the very beginning when we started the Knight Arts Challenge, we made actually a $5 million grant to the New World Symphony for their digital initiatives, including the Wallcast, which has become, honestly, the instant gathering spot for people on Miami Beach.
So when you say the number one challenge is the idea must be about the arts, now does this cover a lot of ground? It sounds like it does to me, because there's a lot of things that could fall under the category of the arts.
That is true, and we think that it's important for the community to tell us what they think is important in culture in South Florida. We try very hard not to be prescriptive about it, like we're only looking at these kinds of ideas or we're only looking at those kinds of ideas. This is a very open contest. It takes a great, thoughtful idea that will both have artistic excellence, but also engage audiences in a way maybe that's a little different. We've had some good success with that.
Now, is there anything that you would like to see? Like, I know you said you've had a lot of applications already, but is there an area that you think, wow, I'd like to see more applications in this area?
One of the things that we have seen a fair amount of, but we could always use more, is the idea of a mashup. We like it when two artistic disciplines that you wouldn't necessarily think could get together and do something interesting. On the larger scale, very early in the contest, we had the Cleveland Orchestra, who is Winters in Miami, and the Miami City Ballet. But there have been all sorts of interesting smaller ones where some filmmakers got together with Awesome New Republic, a band in South Florida. There have been all of these interesting kind of collisions of disciplines, and we think that that's a really great way to bring audience to maybe something they wouldn't otherwise go see. They might go see dance, but they weren't necessarily expecting to see hip-hop music or vice versa. So you get these two audiences together colliding and talking and watching.
Now, I know that the process of applying is pretty simple. Can you explain to me how simple it is and why?
Well, we really want people to take their concept, their artistic vision, and boil it down to a very, very short and simple idea. And so the only limitation on the contest is that when you apply during the application period, which we've got a few more days left for, your idea must be a maximum of 150 words. It can't be longer than that because we won't read it because the computer won't let us. And so the idea is that we want these ideas to be short, sweet. We want them to jump off the page. We want to read it and go, oh, my goodness, that's a great idea. Now, if you're chosen to be a finalist, then we really put you to the task, and you have to do a three-page application. So it's a very, very simple process in terms of not taking too much technical energy. But we encourage people to kind of workshop their ideas. Tell your friends, tell your family. You know, read your idea out loud, see how they react, because that's a really important component of the ideas that we get. Remember, we're looking at a lot of them, so you want them to really pop. The other thing we suggest for people is that have a good title. A good title really stops us and makes us think, wow, what is this about? So those are two little inside tips as far as how to win the Night Arch Challenge.
Can you remember any past titles that caught your eye in previous years?
I'm going to have to think about that for a second. Well, there's a beautiful one called the Out in the Tropics Performing Arts Festival for GLBTQ youth. So Out in the Tropics is a pretty catchy title. We like that very much. So, you know, it's things like that. It's things that have a little bit of branding to them, a little bit of recognition, so that the minute you look at it, you know it's something you want to do.
Now, the deadline for these first applications are the 24th of February. Then what happens to the application after that? I mean, when can organizations expect to hear back from you?
Once we get all the applications in at the end of the deadline period, we actually read them all. And we also invite a group of community cultural leaders to be readers with us. So we at the Knight Foundation read them, and then there's a group of community cultural leaders. We generally try to get somebody in each discipline, do the best we can, get somebody from different neighborhoods. So we'll have a dance person and a film person and potentially a person from South Dade and maybe a person from Broward County. And so we get a good cross-section of what the cultural community looks like, and everybody reads every single application. So everybody gets read at least 10 times, 12 times. And then from that, we pick a pool of finalists it's generally in the 40 to 50 finalist range, basically, the number of finalists. And that's when we let them know. And that takes a good couple of months for us to get through reading and then announcing.
And then the announcement is made when?
So once we get the finalists in, that's when we really sit down and vet the opportunities. And we talk to the people and we look at their ability to execute the idea. The beginning is just the idea contest. But once we get through the finalists and they've submitted their second set of proposals, then we sit down and say, could they really get this project done? And if they can, they'll be winners. We announce the winners the first week in December on the Monday of Art Basel Week.
And then how many winners are there?
Well, it varies every year. We've had as many as 40 or 50 and as few as 20-something. It really just depends on the quality of the ideas and how people think that they can execute them.
And so it's really worth organizations taking the time to apply for this, it sounds like. There's a lot of opportunity there.
Well, we've had challenges in Miami, Philadelphia, and Detroit so far. And in those three communities, we've received a total of 15,000 ideas. And I know that the hard way because I've read every single idea over the years of the challenge. So a lot of people believe in what we're doing. It's a way of inviting the grassroots arts organizations, the individuals, the small collectives. Anybody can apply. It's very important to remember that. And that creates an opportunity for people to participate in arts funding from a philanthropic organization that you normally might not get a chance to participate in because sometimes you need to be a 501c3 for other organizations. You need to have audited financials or a financial statement generally. So we're not doing it that way. We're really just trying to make art general in Miami by inviting everybody to participate.
Now, Dennis, I know you're also a visiting scholar at MIT in the Media Lab. What does that mean?
Well, being a visiting scholar at MIT in the Media Lab means that I'm working with them to try to take some of the cultural things that come out of the lab. That is a very, very strange and fun place. For example, Todd McIver, who was a Pulitzer Prize nominee last year, he was one of the guys that invented the software that runs Guitar Hero, which everybody has played at one time or another. He and I are working on a project right now to have crowdsourced symphonies composed by an entire community participating in the creation of a symphony. So there's a lot of wild and crazy ideas that are up at the Media Lab at MIT, and I'm working on some of the cultural ones with them.
That's very cool. So is there anything else you want to add?
The contest ends February 24th. I hope everybody will get their ideas in. It's a great opportunity, and it is open to everyone. You don't have to be a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. You can be an individual artist. You can be a small collective. Anybody, any type of organization, any individual can apply.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure.